Welcome to Your Life Reset, a Virta Health podcast series. I'm your host, Teresa Link, and in this series, we'll hear from people on their Virta journey, the wins, failures, moments of adversity, and moments of joy they're experiencing along the way. So sit back, relax, and listen as we unwrap the truly human experience of Virta. Hey there, listeners. It's Teresa Link, and this is Your Life Reset. We are live today from San Francisco. Super exciting. And I am joined with my good friend and colleague, Amit Shah. He is our COO, so Chief Operating Officer here at Virta. He is a very busy professional. He's a dad of two little kids. He is a husband of a wife who he lovingly calls the boss. So, you know, she makes all the decisions of the house. And, you know, he's also an up-and-coming Instagram star. So, you know, when he's not doing all this, you know, chasing his kids around and you know, trying to help run the company and chasing likes on Insta, he is also a dedicated low-carb eater and also a vegetarian. So we're going to really explore that today and hopefully have a few laughs along the way. So Amit, so excited that you're here live.
I'm very grateful that you invited me to be on the podcast, Teresa. I'm an avid follower and super excited to be here.
Yeah. I'm super excited to talk to you about some challenges that a lot of our members have. A lot of our members will say, well, I can't do this if I'm a vegetarian, or I can't do this if I eat a lot of foods that are important to me and my, you know, my culture and my background. And we really want to kind of bust that and help people understand that, yes, you can. There are ways that you can make this work. Some are a little bit more creative than others, and that's okay. You don't have to be perfect, but that's kind of the whole point, is for us to kind of talk casually about how you, you know, kind of make this work in your own life.
I'm excited to do that.
Yeah. All right. So as a vegetarian, Amit, you know, and again, you've got a super jam-packed schedule. You're doing lots and lots of different things, lots of travel, just juggling a lot of things in life, right? What made you want to throw eating low carb into this kind of circus?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. And I'll start by saying I didn't intentionally want to throw low carb in. When I first joined Virta, I was really impressed with the clinical outcomes that we had. And I'm a big believer in, hey, I want to like try the product and see, you know, see how it works. And so I said, you know, I'm going to try it for 30 days. I remember telling I'd just gotten married at the time. I remember telling my wife, the boss, that, hey, I'm going to try this for 30 days, see how it goes, kind of understand the product. And so, I did. And I had a wonderful coach. Her name was Teresa.
Oh,
it was you.
There's another Teresa.
and I remember talking to you about it and saying, you know what, I'm going to give it a go. Help me figure it out. And honestly, the first couple of days going through adaptation was hard. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, thank you. I only committed to doing this for 30 days. Thank God. But then
also you started adapting like while you were being thrown into like your first 3 days at Virta.
Now, totally.
Like, not sure that's the best idea, but hey, let's just go all in if that's what you want to
do. Yeah, totally. Because again, I didn't know what I was getting into. And then after the first 30 days, I really felt so good. And I had lost, you know, I'd started to lose a fair amount of weight. I think I lost 5 or 6 pounds by that point. And so I said, you know what, I'm just going to stick with it. Like there's no downside to sticking with it. And it wasn't like a conscious, like, I'm going to do this forever. It was like, hey, I'm going to stick with it. And then I remember the first real challenge or the first real thing that got tough is I went home for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm Indian. My mom makes great Indian food. You can eat Indian food with a lot of carbs, naan and rice and all those kinds of things. And so I went home and I thought, yeah, I'm home. Like, I'm not committed to doing this forever. So I'm just going to, you know, eat whatever. And that week, throughout the course of the week, I kind of felt worse and worse. Every morning I'd wake up, feel a little bit more lethargic and feel a little bit more, a little bit less kind of ready for the day. I remember coming back and I had gained like maybe a couple of pounds, but it wasn't the weight gain so much as just how I felt.
Yeah.
And I remember when I got back from that Thanksgiving, I was like, you know, I'm going to stick to this because I just feel so much better. And so that's how low carb got thrown in, you know?
Yeah.
And so, so that's what happened.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I think a lot of our members kind of feel the same way.
Yeah.
You know, they think, okay, I'll give this a shot and we'll see. And then they feel so good and they're sleeping better. They have more mental clarity. They're dropping some weight. They like that. And a lot of our members too are, as in our clinical outcomes, they're dropping medications really quickly. Yeah. And they're so excited about that. It's like, okay, why would I stop doing this?
Completely.
And then I hear a lot of them, you know, will say,
you know, over the years that say, hey, I'm going to try Virta is really try it for kind of 4, 6, 8 weeks. Pick a time period that you feel comfortable and like really, really do it and then see how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, actually,
yeah, it's natural to you. I can relate to that. I'll go out to eat, right? And I'll order a burger and then I'll say, I'm not a vegetarian. So I'll order a, and when I travel, I'm always like, I need some red meat. I don't know why, but when I travel, I get I will forget to say without the bun because I just assume like who eats the bun anymore?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh, wait, I don't want a bun. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cause do you want a pretzel bun or do you want like a whole, you know? And I'm like, oh no, I don't.
Yeah.
Who eats that? Oh, okay. I totally forgot. Yeah. People do eat, you know, eat the bun. And that just kind of shows how long I've been doing it and how integrated into my life it is that sometimes you forget that other people do, you know, do eat that stuff. And I just find that a little bit, you know, a little bit humorous. But, you know, you mentioned really making it part of your life. You mentioned that you, you know, you eat a lot of Indian food.
Yeah.
So tell me about some of those foods that are particularly high in carbs. We know that
low
carb and Indian food are not necessarily always the most compatible, but they really can be. Mm-hmm. So talk to me about some of those specific foods. You know, you mentioned naan and there are plenty of other, you know, rice, there are lots of others.
I can't keep track of that as easily. And so my like gold standard is I'm checking my biomarkers. When I'm at home, I step on the scale every day before I get in the shower. It's part of my routine. And I'm checking my ketones once or twice a week.
abstinence is easier than moderation, but I think it's so good to just know, like, who are you?
Yeah.
And what works for you? Can you have a little bit, or does that kind of throw you off? Mm-hmm. And so just knowing that information about yourself, and it may take, you know, several years to figure that out. And that's all right.
But like beans and lentils and like dals, which is, you know, the, you know, how it, you know, Indian people make their lentils, are like things that that work pretty well for me. So that's kind of the spectrum of things I get protein from. I don't think I'm missing anything.
Do you eat eggs?
Oh yeah, eggs. Oh my God, I totally forgot eggs. Yeah, eggs are like a major
staple.
Yes, I eat eggs. And like, that's one of the ones that's great, because like, you know, most of the stuff I mentioned, I also like give our kids as their source of protein. And so all of that like works. But yeah, eggs, I, you know, at least a handful of times a week, eating a couple of eggs. And my favorite is like, I'll mix bell peppers and eggs and fake meat and make a little like, you know, breakfast burrito with a low carb tortilla.
Ooh,
and that like after a run or a workout, that's like my go-to.
Yeah. Yeah. This one's kind of funny. And this is, I do this all the time. Like one time I wanted to, well, let me ask you the question
first.
So obviously we've repeated several times that you're a very busy professional. You were, on the road a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, you may not always be able to have access to an impossible, you know, burger or being able to sit down somewhere and get, you know, get a meal. So let's say you've got to really just grab something really fast. Maybe you don't have, maybe you forgot the Costco nuts, right?
Like
you're,
this happens all the time.
Okay. So what's something that you kind of in a pinch have had to make work, and it's just like, I mean, it's low carb. It's gonna, it's gonna work. Tell me about some of those weird things.
Oh my gosh, Teresa. Okay, so airports are basically my nemesis. Like, you know, for whatever reason, I didn't eat, you know, not full, and I'm on the way home, so my nuts are empty, you know, like my nut pack is gone, and like so I'm at an airport, and man, the things I have done. So one that comes to mind immediately is like the pizza without the crust. So I'll order like, you know, like a veggie pizza, and sometimes, you know, they'll do the thing where like they'll make it in front of you. And I'm like telling the people, like, put as many veggies on as possible, extra cheese, and then I'll get it and I'll just like slide it off the crust. And people look at you like you are crazy.
Yeah.
They're just like, what is this guy eating? Like, but anyway, so I've done that. I've done the like, okay, there's like, you've got a green salad And, you know, you've got like, can you, and I'll try to, you know, if it's one of those places you could order again, I'll try to get them to put like tons of cheese on it. And that I've done the like, coffee shop where they get the protein box and it's like, you know, hard boiled eggs and cheese and nuts, basically. I'm like, I'll do that. Yeah. I mean, those are some of the things I've done. Deconstructing food is probably like deconstructing a breakfast burrito. Taking what one of the things I've learned is like, we use carbs in our life as wrappers.
The cheese sledding off the pizza is definitely like a staple in my life.
Yeah,
I would say. You know, I enjoy going to you know. So now I try to, you know, I try to modify that and at least give him a warning.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I'm gonna take the cheese off of this.
You hit another one, like the going to like live events, I'll say generally. And you know, we've got young kids, so I don't go to that many, but like I went to like I live in Denver, so I went to like a Nuggets basketball game and like that was hard. And again, I got a cheese pizza and slid the top off. I mean, the other like, you know, pizza at a concession stand is like $15. It hurt.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple or Spotify. And if you'd like to regain control of your metabolic health and feel like yourself again, check us out at Virta.com. That's Virta.com. Your Life Reset is for informational purposes only and shouldn't be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Contact your provider if you suspect you have a medical problem. I'll chat with you all again soon. Until then, stay inspired, my friends.